Let's talk about changing Seattle. Okay, you know Seattle is changing. It's a lot easier to really notice that change if you leave Seattle for a while and come back, which is what our next guest did. Luke Burbank grew up here. In fact, he worked here at KUOW. He left Seattle, and he's back in town now hosting his own public radio show, Live Wire, Saturday night at the Neptune Theater. And the theme of the show is homecoming. Luke told me that more and more Seattle is reminding him of when he used to live in New York City.
I was at the Bed Bath & Beyond in Manhattan, and it was a really hot Sunday, and I came out with just like, I don't think you can leave Bed Bath & Beyond with less than 40 items.
Yes.
It's a law that was recently passed by Congress. And so I come outside, and it's super hot and humid, and my options are fight with a cab driver about taking me to Brooklyn where I lived, because they don't like to do that. So you have to get in the cab, you have to lie about where you're going, and then get in the cab and then like plant yourself and say, I'm not getting out of this cab.
I didn't know that about New York.
Or go into the subway system, which is somehow hotter than the above ground area, even though it is subterranean. And I just thought to myself, like, I don't think I can do this anymore. That was like my breaking point with New York. So I move back to Seattle, and I get this apartment on Capitol Hill, and I needed stuff for the apartment, and I had a rental car still. I got in the rental car and I drove to the Bed Bath & Beyond, like by Northgate, and I bought
parked in a huge parking lot.
Yeah, bought a bunch of stuff, put it in the car, drove back, parked in front of my house, brought it in, and just thought, this is more like it. Now, this is the thing. That was 10 years ago. I don't think I could make that journey in Seattle now with the same ease that I did 10 years ago. I feel like when I am in Seattle, and I love this town, I think of this as my hometown, I have more of those New York City moments where I think, how am I going to get through this crush of people or cars in this particular area? So that's a different feeling for me now being in Seattle. It used to be a shelter from the storm, and now it just kind of feels like another huge, unlivable city a lot of the time.
You're in Bellingham now. Did you leave Seattle for a smaller city because of that?
You know, it's big enough that there's stuff going on, but it's still a place where you don't have to sort of do that traffic calculation. Like, this is either 20 minutes or 4 hours, depending on the traffic. You can park places. We went and saw a movie the other day, and we just drove. And this is in the middle of downtown Bellingham, in the heart of the action. We drove down there, and we pulled into a parking spot in front of the movie theater, and we got out of the car, and we went in and saw the movie. And I was just like, this makes my life feel livable, I guess.
Does that make you old?
Yes, 100%.
You okay with that?
Sort of. I mean, it's something that I'm making peace with. I mean, when I was a young person, and everybody's wired differently, but when I was a young person, I think a lot of my self-esteem came from this idea that I could make it in a place like New York or Los Angeles. I really liked coming back to Seattle and then bumping into someone and saying, oh, yeah, I live in New York now.
Yeah.
Like, that gave me a feeling like I was somebody. But what I realized, particularly when I lived in New York, was I was paying this exorbitant rent. I was, you know, very, very far away from my daughter, far away from a lot of the people I love. And part of me was doing it because I knew somewhere in New York that night, the Rolling Stones were playing an unannounced show somewhere on the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching Top Chef in my apartment like I would be in Seattle. Like, I think I always wanted to be where I thought the action was. But then when I looked at how much of the action I actually took a part in, it was pretty limited. And coming back to Seattle, the Northwest, and then also ending up in a place like Bellingham has been me learning that I think that was me wanting to distract myself from being alone with myself.
Wow. A big reason I'm asking you this stuff is because there's a lot of people in Seattle who have problems with how Seattle's changed, that it's lost its soul, it's tech bros, it's trafficy, it's unaffordable. And you are a living reminder that you can leave, you know, but we don't all know what kind of trade-offs that would be to our identity or, you know, whatever our thing is.
Yeah, everybody's got a different situation. But I have to say that there is life after Seattle for people. I used to think that it was kind of a capitulation. You'd bump into somebody at a party when you're living in Seattle and you'd say, like, how's it going? And, oh, we moved out to, you know, Fall City. And my thought that would go through my head was like, God, what happened to you? I'd like to thank our listeners in Fall City. for their recent donations to the KUOW fundraiser.
Yeah, we'll refund. You should see that reimbursement on your credit card in the next statement cycle.
But I have to say that now, and also I just turned 40 this year. I think a lot of it has to do with age maybe for me. But now if I hear somebody say, oh, yeah, we moved out to Carnation and we're living on 20 acres and we're, you know, just living a really different life. My thought is like, wow, you did it. You got out.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that everybody needs to feel that way, but it's certainly been my experience.
Should everybody leave a place where they're comfortable just to stay alert?
I don't believe in that. I listened to your interview with Ben Ha and his wife. And that seemed to be Ben's theory because they moved to the Bay Area. Of course, Ben is the guy that founded I Can Has Cheeseburger, one of the people, I think.
So he can has a lot of options.
Yes, exactly. It's like, yeah. So I heard, I think he was the one that said that, just to kind of, you don't want to get too comfortable in one place. I have the complete opposite opinion. If I ever actually get comfortable somewhere, you have to pry me out of there with a crowbar. I was talking to somebody a little while back about kind of my unintentional life philosophy, which is I don't want this to be how I live my life, but unfortunately it seems to be. I think of my life as this very sheer cliff face that I'm climbing up, and that if I can just get up to the next ledge, which means maybe a nicer house or a better job or whatever, there will be enough room on that ledge to just lie down on and rest.
Yeah.
And you get to that ledge and it's really small actually. And you go, it's the like one ledge up. That's the big ledge. That's the good ledge. And I think the problem is that when I get to that ledge, I'm still there. So I would not make the argument that somebody has to keep pushing themselves into being a little bit uncomfortable so as to stay interesting or engaged in life. I'm looking for a ledge that I'm comfortable on. And if I find it, I'm staying there. And it might be Bellingham.
That's Luke Burbank, host of the public radio show Live Wire. He is back home in Seattle to do a live show Saturday night at the Neptune Theater, and his theme is going to be homecoming. You can get tickets by going to the events page at KUOW.org. Also, Luke Burbank has taken control of the KUOW Twitter account right now. He told me he wasn't quite sure what to do with it.
It's very professional and respectable and informative. Three things that I've never been accused of being. So I'm really unsure what I'm supposed to do, and I don't want to get you guys banned from Twitter.
Which is nice of them, which is thoughtful. So we're going to see whether we do get kicked off Twitter or what happens through the hour. You can follow Luke. In fact, I suggest it. Go follow him now at KUOW, and we'll check in on the existence of our Twitter feed later this hour on The Record.